Today is part one of a two-part story on the St. Francis Dam catastrophe. Population of the city of Los Angeles exploded once its aqueduct began bringing water from the Owens Valley when it was completed in 1913. In just 10 years, from 1910 to 1920, L.A. grew by 250,000 people. As the population grew, so did the city's demand for water. When L.A. began an expansion of their acquisition of Owens Valley lands to Big Pine and Bishop in the early 1920s, angry farmers and ranchers took to sabotaging of the city's aqueduct, oftentimes halting the flow of water to the City of Angels for several days at a time. The near constant disruption in water infuriated the aqueduct's head, William Mulholland. The water chief started plans for a huge storage reservoir outside L.A., to ensure a stable supply of water for the city in event of drought, or if the aqueduct itself was damaged due to an earthquake or further sabotage. Mulholland chose a location in San Francisquito Canyon, a few miles above present-day Newhall. The new St. Francis Dam would be 185 feet tall and store approximately 38,000 acre-feet of water. Though the size of the canyon where the dam was to be built were not of the makeup preferred for anchoring a massive dam project such as St. Francis, Mulholland and his engineers were convinced the location made for a satisfactory abutment for the dam. Construction of the dam began in August of 1924. By March of 1926, just 19 months later, Mulholland declared the dam completed and the reservoir began to fill. But by April, seepage began to appear in several places. Workers were ordered to seal off the leak, but they were not entirely successful, and water continued to permeate through the face of the dam. Over the next year, the reservoir filled within 10 feet of the spillway. No additional leaks were noted, and Mulholland declared, "Of all the dams I have seen, this is the driest dam of its size I ever saw." But all that was soon to change. In February 1928, a notable leak began at the base of the wing dike, and over the next month, water began appearing in several more locations. Stay tuned to Alt 92.5, the Sierra Wave Radio, to hear the rest of the story on the St. Francis Dam catastrophe.